Hey, Doghouse, come on now.
Get it, girl.
Yay.
I'm JV.
Hello, it's Elvis.
And this is producer Natasha Yee.
It's my understanding Elvis would like to talk about some movies. Go for it.
You guys looking forward to seeing Kong Skull Island?
I am. Just because I am too. You know, I'm a movie guy, so I look into what it takes to make these. They made this with one monkey.
It's
monkey in a green screen. I swear.
What, my dad actually is construction company.
No, he was fired.
Whoa, hey, he's dead.
Your dad's construction company.
I was not looking forward to it until I saw the ratings. I don't know why.
She's not into how can you not get excited about that? Even if the ratings were like 30-40% on Rotten Tomatoes, I'm
the reviews
still
you mean. Yeah,
have a good story.
Oh, no, Tomato Meter is my thing. I listen to that.
Not a good story. The ape is mad.
Yeah, and he gets his
but
vengeance.
There must be
and he
like
probably
a really
ends up
good...
getting screwed at the end.
Really good what? Do you want love? You want romance
I'm
in this?
Sure there's a good love story in it. That's why the tomatoes are so high.
It turns into...
If it's just good, like...
A wedding and everyone's sitting at table 19.
Here's the thing about it is... here's the thing about it. Samuel L. Jackson's in it. So he's in every movie. So you know it's going to be a hit.
Yeah.
He, I guess, has more hit movies than anybody else ever. Him and Morgan Freeman are like the top two.
I believe that.
Yeah, Morgan Freeman, Samuel L. Jackson.
I think of all of their movies, I love everything they do.
In fact, Samuel L. Jackson actually wrestles the monkey.
He does.
He does. He doesn't win. Oh, spoiler alert!
What do they wear? Is it regular clothing or
he's
wrestling
actually,
outfits?
The monkey's wearing a sailor outfit.
Oh.
And then Samuel L. Jackson, he's in a pith helmet like he's on a safari.
Oh.
And it goes haywire. But
well, I'm looking forward to that.
I am too. I love the first one. Yeah. Big time.
What other movies are you interested in?
I'm interested in seeing The Great Wall. How about you?
We saw it.
We saw
you did?
It.
You said, and? Yep.
What was all the hubbaloo about? All the hubbub? Go ahead, Natasha.
I really wanted to watch it until we were watching it. I was so excited.
Is it an effects movie? Is that what it is?
There's no story.
Oh.
Well, the story is light.
Okay.
And it's just not that exciting. But why were people so upset about Matt Damon in this? He plays a white guy.
Oh.
I honestly thought he was going to play an Asian guy.
And,
and so before it started, I was like, you know what? It is bull. Why are they having him?
Yeah, I should have cast
Why don't they give the lead role to someone that is Chinese or,
right, agreed.
Or of one of the
because
other?
Because it's about a white man going into China.
And that's the bad part of it? I don't know.
I think people always try to find a way to use the race card these days.
Each person in there gets three race cards in the movie.
But if you go to Lay Mall, you can get a Lay race card, no problem. They sell those on there. Yeah.
Maybe it's because the white guy
stack.
In the Asian movie is kicking ass and is the best, what do you call the...
Archer. Yeah, Archer. Yeah, Archie and Jughead.
He's the best at everything.
Really? Is
They're
he?
Looking
I
at
thought
him like,
that. Yeah, I kind of thought that. I was like, wait a minute. So you have all of the greatest martial artists from around the world, and you're able to take out 30 at a time? Why are you the standout?
35% on the Tomato Meter for a reason is what you're saying.
Like
Great
movie,
Wall. Yeah.
I feel like this movie wanted to be a love story, but then ended up not being a love story.
He was in love with the wall.
Yeah, what a whole movie. He just walks up and he gazes. Oh, my God. Look at this wall.
I'm in love. Hey, what about the movie Get Out?
We saw
99% on the Tomato Meter.
That makes me mad because forever it was 100%, and one guy,
one jerk,
had to go, no, it wasn't good.
Really?
And it's great.
So
here's
100%
what
is not, that is not accurate. If it's 100%, then it is somebody's cheating.
Sometimes that can happen where every reviewer, because I don't see what can be wrong with this. For the people that don't know, Get Out is about a teen yelling at his mom,
get out! Get out! That's it. I like it, though. I like the premise.
Yeah.
I don't see where...
This thing is...
A lot of CGI, I'm sure.
So, Key and Peele.
Yes.
The comedy team.
Wait, those guys are involved in it?
Yes.
Jordan Peele wrote this and directed it.
No, I love him!
And it's one of the best... You know what? Key and Peele, they're okay. But at this point, Jordan Peele... needs to walk away from that comedy duo.
He's
because
gold, huh?
He's going to be one of the best filmmakers ever.
It's that good. Well, oh, listen, everybody
so good.
Loves this movie. It's a horror film, right? Or it's a thriller?
No, it's a thriller.
Yeah. Okay. There have been some really good thrillers
so
out.
So original.
Really?
But this is so original. All the other thrillers. That's my issue with Logan, because Logan also out.
Wolverine, 17th Wolverine
story.
Movie.
Yes. It's same really
story.
Good.
You see
but,
that too?
Yes.
Oh, I heard it's really
movie.
Good. I heard it's good and gritty, though.
It's really good, but isn't it the same thing? And the same with all the other movies out there. It's all the same thing.
Okay.
We know. You get mad, the claws are coming out.
There it is.
And then you're going to, you know, so take those things in. And it's how many different ways you can stick your claws through someone's head.
But there's a little kid in it, right? Little kid's got the claws?
Yeah.
Oh,
then,
okay. I like
there's
that.
There's an offspring
yeah.
and okay. got little claws. But because it's part animal, part kid, the kid uses the claws to cover up its duty in a litter box.
And sparks fly. Zing, zing, zing.
What about Batman, the Lego movie?
Come on. Really?
What? There was nothing else for us to see.
You didn't. Wait, you saw Batman, the Lego movie?
We kind of saw it. You know, it actually, I think that it was actually good.
It was amazing.
It was good.
I'm amazed that they're able to make all of this look like Legos. And like
it's animation. It's not Legos?
But I feel like
no,
it's not for
real
children.
Oh, I know.
It's animation, but I don't understand how kids can watch some of...
Oh, they weren't. What? They were talking and the parts that weren't funny. But, you know, it's a kid's movie.
Okay.
So, you know, you just roll with it. Oh, my God. Have you guys heard about what they're doing? Have you heard or seen the new movie theaters?
No.
You're going to be so upset.
No.
They have movie theaters now. That I've already seen them built, and they want to start rolling them out across America so that more parents have a better movie-going experience.
Oh.
It's a theater.
Yeah.
Up on the screen, you have massive section of seats. Over to the side is the biggest jungle gym of equipment for kids to run around.
Are you
serious?
Yes. Why
would they do that?
It goes like up to the ceiling.
So it's like a pen with the jungle gym in it.
Yes.
You know what?
So that while you're watching a movie, so that parents that don't want to get a babysitter can have their kids in the theater.
Stay home.
Is it sound boothed?
No.
No, it's not. It's good.
It's just there.
Because you know what? It's not there to watch movies. It's for parents to go. Why don't they just have a clown making balloon animals in there, too?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, they're not doing that, Jeff.
They are. Dan,
don't call me Dan.
Don't call me Jeff.
Sorry, Jeff. God, I can't believe that. How much to go to one of those on a Friday night?
Oh, forget it. What makes me mad is that there are, you know, at times there are movies that I get that they're made for kids, but like Moana,
mm-hmm. yeah.
I want to see that.
I do too.
But no, they're going to put that in the Jungle Gym Theater, and
yeah,
I want to enjoy it, but I have to listen to kids screaming and mom's, you know, mom's not going over to Timmy.
No.
She's going, hey! Wrong way down the slide! Wrong way down the slide!
And the nose pickers and the little kids doing duty in their pants running around.
Nah.
You know what? I'm with you. I did that on Finding Dory. I didn't want to go because I thought it'd be all kids.
Yeah.
I watched it at home. That was a good movie.
Yeah, there's some.
Finding Dory was good. I heard Moana's good, too.
Moana's great.
Moana was
when
great.
We were watching Batman, Lego movie.
I'm Batman.
Natasha said that at the beginning. She goes, I don't see kids getting any of this.
Mm.
But I like...
Adult themes?
I like when they do that. When they talk about, you know, history or they try to make adults laugh and the kids don't care. They just like, oh, my God, look, it's Batman as a Lego and look what he's doing.
No, not my
There's
thing.
There's a lot of funny stuff. Actually.
Really? So adult theme stuff or you know why I don't like it?
Not porn. But...
Because I'm not a big fan of the guy who voiced Batman, Will Arnett.
You would have gotten annoyed.
Like him.
You would have been annoyed. I think we probably left because we were out of food or because... All right, the Batman voice.
Yeah.
It's getting annoying now.
It's a little much.
Can I tell you what else is annoying?
Huh?
Natasha and I, we go to the movies last minute. When you go to the movies as much as Natasha and I...
Every day?
We go probably like every third day. So we've seen everything.
I know.
That means we have to sit through 20 minutes of the same previews.
Oh,
we know the previews.
Right.
So we've got it all timed out. We know when to leave the house, park the car, pick up a snack, and get into the theater right when it's starting.
Or bring a chef with you to cook your meal in front of you.
So maybe we'll go on the last preview. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you. And by the way, the movie places that we're going to now, mm-hmm. and I think that's going to be everywhere soon. It's all assigned seating. It's all nice seats.
Yeah, the big recliners. Yes. Yeah.
So we've already bought our seats in advance. These are our seats.
Good.
Every single time we're going to the movies, someone has to be in the seats we bought.
I know. And
then they have to raise a big stink about, like, what? What? So we're like, okay, we bought this ticket. What did you buy?
Right. And the place is packed. Yeah, that's the worst.
Well, no, like in the Lego movie, no one's there.
Oh.
And this guy's in our seat. And what makes me mad, though,
right.
is that in order for him, this guy had a seat with his friend. He didn't want to sit right next to him because when you're younger, you feel like, well, that's homosexual.
Yeah, you got to be right next to each other.
I can't sit next to my friend. Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
But now
you and I sit in the same seat.
These seats, they kind of look like couple cuddly seats.
Yeah,
so
they do. Like a love seat.
Yeah, maybe that's bothering these guys. Right. But so
massage.
He doesn't want to sit next to his friend. He's in our seat.
Yeah.
So now he has to make a big production of moving. But when he does, he left the seat fully reclined
jerk.
And with popcorn grease all over
you
it.
You jerk. You know
so
what?
So I don't want to sit there now. It feels super warm from your body.
Right.
There's popcorn grease, and you've left it unfolded.
You remember the three of us went to La La Land? It was the same thing. We get to our seats, and there's an old dude in there. I'm like, I don't want to get out. Get out of the seat.
Yeah.
He was like reclined, and like I think he was passed out. I really do.
People sit in your own seats. Here's what I say: if it's 15 minutes into the movie, and someone is not using one of the seats,
okay,
well then give it a shot.
Yeah.
But when you see someone coming, the first thing out of your mouth is, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Say, I'm sorry.
Excuse me.
Let me get out of your seat.
Yeah.
You paid for this.
Yeah, you guys reserved this. My bad. I was just keeping it warm for you.
All right, what other movies you want to talk?
So angry.
No, it's not angry.
Am I angry or just...
No.
Passionate.
That's it.
I'm a passionate broadcaster. I don't feel strongly about anything, but...
Except
you.
Yeah,
no,
there
I'm
we
saying
go.
I don't feel strongly about anything, but you wouldn't believe it because I'm going, you know, the Batman Lego movie? this guy's in a seat.
Well, you know what I'm looking forward to? And I've seen the previews, two different trailers. I'm a huge sci-fi fan. It's called Life with Ryan Reynolds and Jake Gyllenhaal.
I hate sci-fi.
What? What is wrong with you?
I don't. Natasha wants to go see sci-fi.
Okay, let's go.
She can't get me to go.
What is wrong with you?
She doesn't like it because he thinks that it's not real. Like it's.
Well, of course, it's not real. Most movies are.
But hold on. But the Lego Batman thing.
So you'll go to Lego Batman, but you wouldn't go to a highly
Legos can talk.
A highly rated tomato meter movie called Life.
I only like sci-fi movies when it's sci-fi.
Uh-huh.
But it's realistic, like it could happen.
Yeah, that's what I want. I want it to be like this could happen.
But you, I believe in aliens, don't you? So Arrival.
No.
You don't believe there's intelligent life
good.
Out there?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
We've discussed the way that I believe.
Right.
And Arrival was pretty good.
It was good. It wasn't great to me.
It wasn't great.
But I like something.
So what's the sci-fi one?
They go to Mars, they find a life form, and it looks deadly as hell. And I love Ryan Reynolds and Jake Gyllenhaal. That puts it over the top for me.
So that's the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
I hate these movies that forever. We had to deal with this all through the 70s and 80s. They didn't have the technology to show you the monster.
Right, yeah.
So they would just show you like its finger. That's it. Show me the damn thing.
Yeah.
And with the CGI and with all of the talented people we have out there now, I want a beast that like scares me where I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, that's one thing I didn't really like about Arrival. It was just a hanging turd in the sky.
It was Staphylococcus.
A big hanging turd, and then when they went in the turd, it only showed you its suction hands.
Yeah, and then, you know,
there
the language.
There was so much more, though.
I know.
You have to, like...
Fantasize. Nah, I'm not going to do that.
No, you have to get into her pregnancy and the story. And I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I just thought it was good. I didn't think it was great. What about Power Rangers?
Shut up.
You know who's
in
it?
They're making another Power Rangers?
Yeah, you know who's in it? You know, and this is a total money grab for him. It's got to be. Bryan Cranston's in it.
Really?
Really, yeah. It was a great actor.
Why would he do that?
Money grab. You know they're paying him $10 million minimum
for that. He doesn't need to do that. He's getting a lot of movie offers.
I know.
Offers. I liked him in the one with the guy who we watch no matter what he's in, James Franco. Where
is the son
the
or
billionaire?
He marries his daughter or something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, James Franco is the billionaire.
Okay.
And then Cranston is the dad
the
of the daughter. I like
good.
That one.
Okay, I'm a huge Bryan Cranston fan. But Power Rangers, been beat to death. It's like
that's
same thing
so
with
stupid.
The Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
That's Hollywood, though. It's called Recycle Central. That's all they do.
The guys that run this, they just, there's not enough creativity, and they won't take a chance.
Right.
Well, you know what worked a long time ago that we should bring back? By the way, how many Spider-Man movies can we get of different people playing Spider-Man and looking different?
I think they're going to go for a third series now. They're going for a third series.
But every time we look at it, it's a different actor, and it's...
Well, it's the same with Batman. Think about Batman. You've had 11 freaking Batmans.
It's exactly the same thing.
Why are you yelling, Natasha?
I don't know.
Is it passion?
Yeah. It's passion.
Or angry. Yeah.
By the way, before you get to the next movie.
Yeah.
In these new theaters that, you know, you have your own personal seat.
Right.
And you have to, in advance, book your seat. Do you like that the entire seat is shaking and moving? Have you experienced this yet?
I haven't. I like it.
They got the Dolby thing, and it's like... When there's something going on, if there's a battle in space, your entire seat is just like
I like it.
I look at Natasha and I go, this is ridiculous.
What about during a sex scene? So you're getting something right up the culo.
I like that.
Yeah, there we go.
I like when when all of a sudden like something smacks you in the mouth and you're like, was that a fish? Was it a deal?
Or what if a hand comes up and starts giving you a handy?
Yeah,
right. I'm in. I'm 100%.
So you like those? Oh my God! I have to tell you something else. Anytime we talk about anything, do you know a million things come to my mind?
Trillion.
And I don't give you guys a chance to speak.
That's fine.
And that's what I love most about these podcasts.
Is your voice?
I. Natasha was right outside the bathroom, and
At home?
No.
Okay.
She's waiting for me. I was like, you know what? Let me go to the bathroom here really quick. Can you hold my big old large soda? And I thought I should drink a water too. So I have like a water in the pouch of my hoodie.
Right.
And I got my glasses there, and I got my phone. But I'm trying to lift all this up so that I can pee.
Get to your wiener. Yeah.
And as I'm lifting it up, my glasses fall into the pee puddle.
You said it just dropped on the floor.
In the pee puddle.
It doesn't matter. Do you know, if you've been to a men's room, it's probably the most disgusting thing in the world. Because
here,
everywhere, and if it's not maintained, like in a theater.
It's number two behind a gas station.
It's number one with your glasses were in.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. Gas station's the worst because they never check that. But a movie theater gets such high volume of traffic.
They're just
it's
coming in
everywhere.
There, and guys, they're not even trying. No. It's like, oh, I'm late. Let me do it from a foot away.
Do guys ever try? Do they ever?
I do. I try to get it in
I
there.
Always try to.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Natasha goes, do you ever try? Because I got proof that you're not.
I've been cleaning your pee-pee for a decade.
So I had to sit in there running. I was trying to put my hand under the soap and then to get it started.
Yeah, and
so the soap would start to come over. And I'd bring the glass because the glasses themselves would not activate the electric soap. So I'd do my hand and it would do just a little on the hand. And I would try to get the glasses over. And I'm like, God dang it. So then I had to get a bunch over my hand. I'm rubbing it all over my glasses. But I'm knowing that it's not getting a good enough scrub.
Oh, God. And then so gross.
Well, I would love to take these and heat them up with the, you know, at least allow me to what is it called when
sterilize.
Sterilize.
There it is.
Let me sterilize it with some extremely hot water. Oh, no. In public places, you don't get that anymore.
It's ice cubes.
You get the world's coldest water.
Bingo.
So I'm just doing that. And then I had to take the glasses and put it into the dryer machine.
Yeah, of course, the hand dryer.
Yeah.
Sure,
so as soon as I start to put it down, they go, whap! It throws the glasses out of the thing down to another pee stand.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Like in the corners of your hinges where there are a couple short and curlies.
So I come out and I go, Natasha, what can you do with these? And then she went through her own process.
You know what they say that, you know, touching toilet seats, stuff like that, you can't get anything from that, but you can get something from urine. Can I say urine?
Yeah,
you did.
Urine.
Yeah,
you can't catch something from urine, but you can't.
I'd rather
catch...
do the story over and say piss.
Yeah.
You
do it over and say from a hot piss stream. Yeah.
She doesn't want to say.
No, that's fine. Pee-pee's fine. You know, that's cool.
What are you asking? A tall glass of it or what?
No, I'm just saying.
No, you know what? That's not true.
Can you get your thirst quenched from a tall glass of pee?
No, guys, there is something called urotherapy.
No.
Yes, I swear to God. And I wrote this down. There was a guy, a diabetic for 25 years. Urotherapy. 25 years, diabetic. Needed kidney transplants, right? Needed them. He started drinking his own.
Well, if it's your own, then, but just don't drink somebody else's.
But he started drinking it. He's off
you
the pill.
You got to go to coworkers. Now, I need another glass,
five
Tom.
5 years later, he's off all the pills. He doesn't need a transplant anymore. And they say it's good for the skin.
It's because of what he probably, his mind believed in it. Because I just saw something today that says 99% of all this stuff that you see online and the celeb diets, and they broke them down. They're saying this is from the American Medical
AMA?
Journal of Medicine,
okay,
whatever.
Yeah.
They're saying,
so legit.
They're saying, hey, stop talking about the detox and cleansing. There's no such thing.
Wow.
What?
Everyone's like, I'm going to go through a cleansing.
Juice cleanse.
I'm going to go down and do a juice cleanse for 7 days. There's no such thing.
As a detox.
It doesn't work. There's no.
I don't believe
it's garbage. It's bull.
You're eating good food, but he could be right.
Yeah, but you're not doing a detox. And then they talked about all these celebrities that are doing this diet and this diet. And one by one, they said, not true, not true, not true.
Wow.
But everyone loves the latest thing.
My favorite was that one day butter and coffee diet you guys were on.
Oh, yeah.
My brother put us on that.
It really works. I mean, you'll drop the weight.
No, it doesn't.
For a day? You guys run it a day.
But you will
and
gain it
remember,
back.
We quit it because I was like, this just doesn't seem to make sense. And then Josh was like, I'm sticking to it. And we saw him a month later. He was so fat. He was so fat.
That sucked.
Do you, you both are germaphobes.
I am.
How do you handle movies? Like, can you?
I go in,
it's dark in there, and those seats just, I don't know.
I do always feel icky when
I'm such a germaphobe. I'll never touch a handle. I'll walk in, do my business. If I see it's a nasty looking area as far as that, I will just pop out my hand sanitizer and use that as soon as I walk out.
I won't even touch
the handle. Who knows who's touching the handle?
You don't even realize it. You've already touched your eyeball and your mouth four times. You're saying you're going to sanitize after the movie?
No. After right when I'm walking out of the bathroom, after doing my business.
No, I told you that. I think we talked about it on another podcast. Hmm. I went in there and I did my business. I saw this. I'm watching him, and he grabs his junk, and then he just goes over and pushes his hand right on the handle.
See?
So it doesn't matter whether I just washed mine.
Doesn't.
I have to push my same hand on that handle afterwards.
I know it's not good. And you know what? Right now, where I live, I have to share a bathroom, and it is the most disgusting thing ever. Sharing it with a stranger, with your lady, no problem. No big deal.
I live with a clean freak, luckily.
I'm a clean freak, too. This guy would let it go to the degree of mold hanging off the ceiling. His toothbrush has got to be 2 years old. It's got a ring of green mold around the top of it, and the bristles are like this.
Flattened.
They're all to the side. They're around it. It's like a handlebar
around
mustache.
The back.
Dude, I have never seen a toothbrush like this. And then the guy has one thing. I think he's using my products in there, too, because I got a bunch. I'm not lying. I got a bunch of things in there. He's got one thing of soap in there.
And then he's using yours.
Yeah, what else is he freaking using?
And you never have had a conversation about it?
What do you do? Hey, man, I think you need your toothbrush. Stop using my garbage. Stop using my stuff. I can't do that.
Maybe.
But, I mean, every 2 days I'm in there scrubbing the toilet with his toothbrush.
Here's why the world will be forever filled with germs. I'm going to share something with you. Natasha and I, we go to Starbucks. This particular Starbucks, there's always going to be homeless guys around.
Okay. Big city.
Yeah. This guy comes out. He appears to be homeless. I mean, obviously, he got enough change or whatever to get some food. He comes out eating the food. As he's eating it, he's licking his hand. After, like, he'll take a bite, and he's like, I watch his tongue. I'm sitting in the car, Natasha's inside, and I'm just watching this guy from the car.
Ugh.
He's licking his hand.
Ugh.
After he licked his hand, like, the entire palm, and then he took that palm, and then he wiped it down the wall right there.
No, he didn't.
He's then standing there. He's just kind of hanging out. I swear to God.
Please.
He picks up a dirty cigarette.
Oh.
This is in the time that I'm waiting for Natasha. He smokes it.
Yeah.
He puts it out. It's only a couple of puffs.
Yeah. So it was lit.
Then he puts one finger on the side of his nose and goes.
Oh,
he blows.
Rocket.
I've never seen so much snot come out and it hit all over his own hand and jacket. It's hanging off of his jacket. It's down. He uses this. It went to the jacket over here, but I saw it blow in the wind and come back on the same hand. So, you guys, With the food, he wiped his hand on the wall, at least. This time, after blowing snot all over his hand, I swear to God, he walks back over to Starbucks, puts his hand on the handle.
Oh, good God!
Opens the door, walks in. I then see another guy come up, grab the handle, and go, ah!
Oh.
And he looks at his hand, and that guy just kind of wiped, gave a couple wipes on his leg.
Germs will never go away with this many people on this planet.
I didn't touch that
good
handle,
God.
Did
no,
I?
No, I thought about that. When you came out, I was like, thank God you pushed the door from the other side. However,
doorknobs.
Let's say you don't know. Let's say this guy went through the same routine already and was inside and had snot on his hand.
Yeah.
Maybe it was his first cigarette earlier. Yeah. He's already put it on there, and then you have to push your way out.
I feel like
you
have
that
guy.
He was at the counter, touching the counter and all that, where your food was?
People that do that, they do that because they want to give other people whatever
they
have.
This guy was just gross.
He's just dirty. He's a pig.
He's just living his life. He's like, hey, do I got a sink? No, I'm just going to put one hand on one side and blow it all out and wipe it on a wall. Or in this case, not wipe it on anything, leave the goop on a handle.
I think that was actually part of his brain that came out. I mean, I've seen that before. If it's that big of a mess, come on, people. That's why, people say, you use hand sanitizer too much. It's not going to be effective. I don't care. I really don't care. That kind of story right there just upsets me.
Yeah.
I never touch door handles. They're the worst.
But I do feel weird touching door handles.
I never touch them.
Is it that you would have sex with people behind the building back when you and I doing the show together?
Really happened. Say swear to God.
Well, I swear.
Okay, that's what I thought. Look who's talking. Why would you snort anything that Mike down at the friggin' pier would bring you? I mean, come on. Jeff.
So any other movies, and then we'll talk about a couple of things on our mind, and then Natasha has to get her hair did.
Oh, today's that day. A new one coming out with Scarlett Johansson. It's called Ghost in the Shell.
Didn't she just do a movie
like that? Okay, why
she did all a weird one
where she's like a robot? She did Lucy, Lucy was one.
And that wasn't that good.
And she did,
that one was just loud music for no reason.
But she did one where she was like a robot, weird alien something.
I love Scarlett Johansson.
She where it was
Lucy the one where she's an alien?
I don't think so. That's the one where they got into her brain and she could access 100% of her brain with Morgan Freeman.
Oh, no, the robot one is the one that I hated.
Yeah, it was bad.
It always seems like when one movie works for a particular actor, they just put them in the same thing.
But she's
over
a good actress. Why is she doing
her.
This?
I
tell that to Vin Diesel. Or like before we get to Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
The girl in that 19 movie.
Yes. There's one girl. She's very funny. She did the Dave and Mike Need Wedding Dates, or Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates.
Didn't see that.
And she was hilarious. But because now she's been typecast as the wedding girl, they put her in another crappy one. I think she's done like 4 wedding movies.
That's not cool.
And then Vin Diesel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's the prime example of a guy who do you know his story that he really wanted to be an actor?
Of course. He wanted to be a serious actor with Boiler Point. He thought that was going to be his job.
And when he did this Fast and Furious, and he was embarrassed. He goes, I'll never do that again. Right. That was only to get me going. I figured if I do this, now I can do what I want to do. And he sat there dry with nothing. Remember he did the baby?
Yeah. Oh, Dad. He was in a babysitter or something, but he was also an assassin or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then after that, he sat out again. He goes, never. And then now he pretends. You want to see the biggest acting job? He pretends to love XXX and Fast and Furious.
Okay.
He hates these movies with a passion.
Because he said the same thing about XXX that he did for Fast and the Furious. I will never do that again.
I'll never do it again.
And the second one came out, and it was awful. I didn't like it at
Which
all.
Which one?
The second one, XXX.
XXX, yeah.
First one I liked. Second one was terrible.
You know what the thing is? These guys they're too old.
Yeah.
Like, Vin Diesel, you look too old playing the tough guy anymore.
Yeah.
The only one guy, and Natasha's going to disagree, the only one guy that I've seen recently kind of pull it off, except when they show him running, this guy actually does the fight scenes, and I'm, like, pretty impressed, was Keanu Reeves in that John Wick.
Oh, I love that.
He did a really good job.
He's great. I think
otherwise, Tom Cruise, you're too old to be the hero.
I agree.
Vin Diesel, you look stupid.
Yeah. You know who else is still good in my mind is Jason Statham. I love him. I think he's great. And
because
that guy's almost 50.
He's got a grit to him.
Yeah, he does. And I love him. I like the Transporter movies.
I know guys like that. My best friend, one of my best friend's father is that type of dude. I think I shared the story. He was a bar owner, and a guy came in, pulled a gun on him and tried to rob him, and he goes, "Give me all your money." And my friend's dad was like, "Leave my bar." And he goes, "Dude, I got a gun. I'll shoot you." Mm. And he goes, "You do what you got to do."
Oh my God.
That guy shot my friend's dad. My friend's dad stumbled over, got his own gun back, killed that dude right on the spot.
Did dad make it
okay? There are some people like that. Yeah, he lived. He lived.
He knew he could take a couple of
bullets.
But
he's like, you know what? Yeah. Mm. And he's that guy that like will fight anyone in the bar and take
people
out.
And he's in his 60s. Yeah.
So there are some guys that can pull it off.
Right.
I don't see Tom Cruise, you know, being 5'1" or I think it looks silly on what's his name too? Vin Diesel.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that one.
Any other movies?
That's about it.
Well, good. My God, I was like,
that are coming out.
How long are we gonna do this? You know?
Hey, how you doing?
Who has something on their mind?
I actually do.
Natasha, yes.
Okay, JV.
Yeah.
So, okay, look at me.
Yeah.
And tell me the truth.
Oh, here we go. Hold on. Truth
don't be scared.
Yeah. Okay.
And just know that I'm not jealous and I'm not mad.
Yeah.
But I just want to know the truth.
Okay. Your face is
you dirty. Told me the other day.
Oh, God.
You told me the other day.
Time again.
Well, you told me the other day you had a sex dream with me.
A sex dream?
Yes, you had a sex dream.
Yeah.
And it was with me.
Yeah.
You know it wasn't with me.
I swear to God.
People
I swear
don't
to God.
Have
yes,
sex
they do.
Dreams
I swear
with whoever they're
ask
with.
Me if I've had sex dreams with other people. Well, go ahead and ask me that.
Oh, I know.
I have.
They're mostly
and
with
I'll
me.
Have, and it's like I don't recognize the person, and I don't, you know, like I. It's
so it was
I,
really with
I
me.
I swear to God. Oh. Swear to God
I
on our
people...
relationship. I swear to God on our little dogs, on my brother, on my father. Oh, it was with you.
There it is.
Was
I
it
swear
good?
To God.
Yeah. Was
I
good?
I don't remember what it was, but I know it was about you.
You know,
you're
I
in
thought...
my dreams a lot, and we'll is go through all this weird stuff,
really?
And like we've stopped and done everything you can think of.
I thought
so.
Guys never dreamed like had sex dreams with the person that they're with. I thought
why
I mean,
not?
Because
you're
I mean,
not controlling
why
it.
You?
Yeah, like I don't. You're acting like it's because we've talked about this before. Like if a guy's going to go look at porn, is he probably going to go look at a stranger? Yeah, it's something different. Mm-hmm. But like Elvis just said, it's a dream.
Yeah.
You're the biggest thing in my life. You're going to be a part of my dreams more than anyone would.
That's
it's
it.
Not like in my dreams I'm going, who do I want to do it with in this dream? Give me a blonde with some big hooters.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, perfect. I love it.
Okay.
Elvis, what's on your mind?
I was in a store the other day and I was in it's called Cole Hardware, and I was getting some things for the apartment, and I walk in, and this lady in front of me has got a bundle of stuff in her hands, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, a ton of stuff, and I go, "Can I get you a basket?"
Yeah.
And she goes, "That'd be nice," and I give her the basket, and she said something to me I didn't really, I've heard the saying before, and I know you guys have too.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, "That's going to score you some brownie points."
What
and I
is?
Thought to myself, because I helped her out,
yeah.
What are brownie points?
Well, they're
what
little,
are they?
It's like
what is a brownie?
Well, because you have the Girl Scouts, and then above that you have the brownie.
No, below that you got the brownies.
Oh, okay.
You got
so it's a figure of speech.
Yeah,
and I can't believe I have to school this guy on this.
But,
it's a figure of speech saying, you know, as a brownie, you want to get points. Do this, and what do the girls do the most? What will get you the most points? Be kind to others.
Oh.
Help ladies across the street.
I didn't know what that was. And
so
I thought,
she's like, this will give you brownie points.
I've eaten a couple brownies.
I know. But what does that have to do
and
with
a couple
it?
Boy Scouts.
So do you think that she was trying to hit on you?
No, no. She was like 70.
She's in your age range.
She was like 70.
I get it.
Oh, please. I did have a problem at my apartment the other day. I had something in the microwave, and I forgot. I've been forgetting about stuff in the kitchen that's cooking a lot lately. I mean, to where stuff is burning.
Yeah.
But I left a piece of fish in there, and I thought I put it was frozen. I thought it was 3 minutes. I put it on for 33 minutes, and I start smelling smoke, and I come out, and there are literal flames coming out of my microwave. I thought, this is going to explode. This is over.
Yeah.
And I get it, and I open it up.
You got to shut it off. I've made this mistake. I told you I set the kitchen on fire doing this.
Yeah, I mean, dude.
A lot of people think, give the fire air.
No, you don't.
I did. I gave it air, and the smoke that came out of this thing hit me in the eyeballs. I staggered back, and I look up, and the flames are still cascading over the microwave onto the onto the side.
That's what happened. The flames went over a microwave and caught the kitchen cabinet.
Oh, my God. I was just,
like an idiot. I told you this story a million times, but where I put the Chinese food with the metal thing on
it. So it's arcing metal.
Yeah. Just cooking metal in a microwave. Dummy.
Like a
we still
machine.
Don't have a microwave.
I know. That's just bizarre.
What
to
we
me.
Do have, though, are sparks coming out of everything. Poor Natasha, living with me, the most unhandiest man
you are.
In the world.
I'm even a handyman compared to
Listen to this. We have, running from our stackable washer and dryer, a long cord going all the way down the hall because the outlet's not working there.
Okay.
We have, so a long cord, it's been that way forever.
Right.
We have something downstairs in the closet that's been beeping for 3 weeks. We have a faucet, you know, the two side-by-side sinks in our bathroom. One of them we never use. We just turn the water off because I don't know what the issue is, so we've shut it down.
Hey,
it never gets used other than me spitting out toothpaste in it, and that's still in it.
Guys.
We have a dishwasher that is not working anymore that has sparked. It was smoking.
Oh, you without a dishwasher?
We have an oven that we have not used in 5 years.
Well, we have a toaster oven.
But you haven't used your real oven in 5 years.
No. And Natasha still just has to, with each step of the way, has to go, how do I get by? I'll do a toaster oven.
Microwave.
I'll wash all of the dishes and
you know
put them in the
get?
Dishwasher. This poor girl living with me.
Why don't you hire a handyman who can come in?
Had Graham come over to do one thing.
Problem. You got some schmuck who...
He knows. The guy built his entire house.
I know, but get a handyman and give him a checklist and say, can you fix these things, please?
I did. We had so many lights out. There were so many lights out.
Oh,
when the
God.
Cleaning, we really appreciate these people, and we've taken care of them well. We treat them like family.
Nice.
We buy their daughter the greatest gifts for Christmas and birthdays, and we give them things and clothes. Anyway, this lady who cleans our house once a month, I sent a text over acting like I forgot. I said, hey, Sylvan, you know what? I forgot. I have a bag of bulbs out, but I forgot to change the light bulbs. Would you mind? Because in this house, it's so weird. There's not a universal light. Every single light thing is a different one.
You have to actually get up on a ladder, too.
Mm-hmm. And I've thrown them all these different things. You have to get on the ladder. Yeah. You have to find the right thing. You have to get up on the ladder, figure out how to take these things apart.
Oh, no.
Then get a very strange bulb in it and put it back together.
That's
I don't want
bizarre.
To do all that.
You shouldn't have to.
We came home and we had light in our home.
Wow.
It was amazing. Like, it really was amazing.
You know what? You need it. You know what you need, Natasha?
What?
Not
man.
The same. Not the,
she needs a man.
A handy man. What you need to get is one of these convection toaster ovens. They're really fast. They circulate air, and it cooks everything very, very fast. That's the way to go. What are you doing with your oven, then? Are you storing stuff in it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Ladies.
Come on, guys.
Just laundry. Ladies.
Just laundry.
You would be lucky to be with a guy like me. Not only would you have a home like this.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I hadn't gone to the bathroom, and it seemed like 3 days. And yesterday, it was time.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure it was.
And I went.
Uh-huh.
And I knew whatever that was not going to make it down that pipe.
No.
But actually, it did disappear, and I was like, whoa.
Sweet.
But I flushed the toilet, and the water came up.
I hate that.
So I got the plunger out, and I'm just plunging this thing for days. It's a plunger Natasha bought. It's a weird one. It's not just
It's
your
like
skin.
An accordion one?
It's pretty.
No, it's it's green. Yeah, it's like all pretty. But then
you use the green one.
Yeah. So the green one, it has a separate suction thing inside it that after you plunge and you pull the plunger out, all
the
of
water
this
comes
water
in
comes
with
out.
It. Yes,
yeah.
I know that. And you're not aware of that until you pull it up and it comes rushing out.
So that's spilling water everywhere. I hate the damn thing.
Pool water.
And me, I'm a baby at the house, too. I go, God dang this plunger. I hate this thing. I gotta go downstairs and get a real one. So I go downstairs and I get the real old school brown one.
Yeah, really brown. Started off red.
I mean, I'm plunging for days.
Yeah.
The weirdest thing happened. The toilet would flush, but it would take forever for all the water to go down.
Oh, wow.
And then the water to kind of come up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like
there's something down there a ways clogging it.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not fully clogging it.
Right.
And I was like,
water
well,
getting past it. Well,
I have splashed so much water all over this bathroom.
Brown water everywhere.
And I've used 2 plungers now.
Uh-huh.
And so I tell Natasha, I go, you know what? Don't use that for a while. I just need to let it sit there. My arms are tired from plunging.
That's right. You did 4 plungers.
Dude, I go back.
Mm-hmm.
This was so weird. Hmm. I go back and I look at the toilet.
Yeah.
My thing.
Yeah.
The brown thing.
Yeah.
The big thing.
The monster.
Comes out, goes, hello.
It came
goes,
back up.
Hello. It just came out and looked. And it paused.
It breached.
And it went back in.
Like,
and I was like, oh, you're the one doing this, huh?
It just left. There's a movie there. There is a movie.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, Natasha's packing up her stuff.
Okay.
All right, so we're gonna end the podcast on this.
Right.
We didn't get to what was on my mind. I didn't even get to talk.
Oh, my God. You're a blabbermouth. That's
in
all
this
you
podcast.
Do.
All right, we just wanted to make sure that I told you before. We're going to regularly be giving you a podcast while we're setting up some other stuff. We're also we'll get into the whole, you know, syndication thing and what we're really wanting to do as a show and what's going to be best for us. But in the meantime, we don't want to leave you hanging with no podcast. That's the one for today. Can you do us a favor, though? We're still trying to grow the audience. Can you be some down-ass G's like you used to be?
Yeah, no kidding.
Back in the day, you used to share this podcast with people and tell a friend.
That's it.
And now you ain't none but a little bitch.
No.